All right. Third time's a charm, James, as they say. And it looks like we are on. So let's see. Let's see what we got here. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say, you know, but it's technical stuff, right?
Obviously. And
yeah, and that is what we've got to deal with. So let's see if this particular stream lasts. All right. And it looks, wow, there's an old chat. Look at that. There's an old chat from our other show. I don't think we were wearing the same clothes. We were not.
Got it. I hope not.
No. And, you know, just let me show everyone what's happening here in Florida.
All right.
You know, this is called global warming. Okay. So you could see that there. That is snow. And that is not supposed to happen here. You could see the house across the street, the snow on it.
Oh, yes.
It's definitely crazy. Accumulating. Crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy. So we are in the Florida Panhandle, which has its share of cold weather. So since we've been here for about 10 years, a little bit over 10 years, 3 weeks over 10 years. We've seen, you know, temperatures in the teens. I think one time in those 10 years, we might have had a snow flurry here that I saw, but it was hard to discern. The last time it snowed here was 2018, so you're talking 7 years ago, and the snow was not anything. It was just like flurries, but this is, anyway, what they're saying is, I'll show you what they're saying for this area. All right, let me get that up here, and I'll bring it here, and there it is, and I will do that little trick. And there she blows. And you can see it's 27 degrees here now. That's by the airport. Here we're further north, so it's a little colder here. And that obviously is today. And you can see that it says snow. The snow could be heavy at times. High near 31. Wind chills between 15 and 20. Oh, well, let me make this a little bigger. I'm sorry. Yes. And you can see wind chills between 15 and 20, gusts up to 25, chance of precipitation 90%, total daytime snow accumulation 4 to 6 inches possible. So it's here. And then, of course, it warms up. But we're right there, Crestview, you can see on that map.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the Gulf of America right there.
Gulf of America.
Yeah.
I love it.
It was the Gulf of Mexico.
No more.
No. No. So there's the – it should be the Gulf of America. So there's the Gulf of America, and there's Nolens and Biloxi, Gulfport, Mobile, Pensacola, and there's Crestview, little old Crestview. And this huge thing, this dark thing, is an Air Force base.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's huge. It's like the biggest military base by, you know, land size. So that's where they have the F-35s and the Ospreys and other cool jets that they fly around over our house many times. And out this way, there's a naval air station, which is like the training base for all pilots, I think, in the military. I don't know about the Air Force, but maybe it is as well. So that's where they train them. We have those training planes going over, as well as the helicopters. So that's where we're at. And you can see Alabama is here. There's the Conoco National Forest. And, of course, Conoco is a company that has these great sausages. So we're pretty close to the Alabama border. As a matter of fact, we are, let's see.
Murder Creek, I like that one.
Yeah, Poverty Creek, Silver Creek. Okay, we are, let's see if we could zoom in on it. And it's never easy. Okay, so where is that Lake Silver? There's Silver. Ah, there we are. So this is, we're in this development right here. So this like triangle or triangle type thing right there. And you can see if we're here right by Silver Creek, then it's not too far to the Alabama border. See? So there's us and there's the Alabama border.
Very good. Very good.
And it's snowing there too.
I'll be damned.
Yeah. And New Orleans got a lot of snow already. So it is great. The kids are playing out there, as you can see. And let me see. Let me get that back. There we go. Yeah, there it is.
Very nice spot.
Yeah, yeah, really nice. We're almost at the highest elevation in Florida. So it does get cold here. And I guess yesterday was an interesting day, right?
Boy, was it ever. I watched the whole damn thing, and I'm very glad I did.
I was going to ask if you did, because we didn't talk about this before. I'll switch this camera around, and we'll go back to the snow. If it gets a lot heavier. All right. Even if it doesn't get a lot heavier, we'll go back to it, right? Yeah, I was going to ask you, James, if you did watch it. And if you did watch it, what did you think about it? Well, and you know, so I guess I can ask you now.
I don't care who says what. I haven't felt that good in 8 years.
Yep.
And when he got down, I mean, this is later on in the day, that man's got some stamina. You know what? Whoa. That man's got stamina. And I don't know if I could do it, but later on in the day, then he sat down in this huge arena with his people, his fans, not dignitaries, just his people, to sign the initial executive orders, right? That's when it really got good. As far as I'm concerned, the whole thing was good, but that's when it really got good. And this morning, they were talking about some of these pardons, where he and I'm not 100% clear on this, and we've talked about it. And I said he needs to pardon all those. He was talking about the J6. He had a bunch of Jews standing behind him with yellow scarves. And I wondered what the hell that was. I finally figured it out. But he was talking about the J6 hostages. And I know, what the hell is this? And it finally dawned over me. It was the Capitol rioters. All right. And how he's pardoning them. But I'm unclear as to whether he's pardoning them all. There was some talk about not the violent ones. But as you and I discussed, he needs to pardon them all. Do you know about that? Are you clear on that? Because I'm not. He's issued off about like 1,500 pardons, but I don't know if that includes them all.
Yeah, so I don't know everything about it, of course, but I will tell you that, let's see, is it, I just got a message, we're on live, backup just keeps looping. How is it now? Is it working good now?
Well, I don't know. I see you and I hear you.
Let's see if we can get somebody to tell us if it's working all right, if it's coming through okay. If you could in the chat one of you fine folks. Oh, let's see. Nope. Well, let's see. We just want to know if it's coming through normally or if it's looping, or maybe it was doing that before when I was trying to operate this gadget. So if someone could just let us know if James and I are coming through live and everything looks good. Okay.
Or if it seems as though we're all looped up.
Yeah. Yeah, we could be looped up.
I try not to let that show.
I will say that I did get a message from someone just a bit ago. And the message is this, and I will read it. So, my sister has a friend, and my sister lives in Tennessee, and she has a friend, whose husband was caught up in that whole, illegal seizure of these patriots on January 6th. And her friend picked up her husband in the middle of the night, last night, once he was pardoned.
Wow.
He got released that quick.
Ah, damn, I love that.
So this is real. This is real time. And it happened. So, okay. Thank you, everyone, for the message. Okay, let me read some of these messages here from our fine participants. Okay. Tom Dwyer, greetings, Dave and James. Hello, Tom. And Tom is a neighbor of mine. So, this isn't really a populated area, but a lot of patriots here in the, as Tom calls it or refers to it, Lower Alabama or the Redneck Riviera. A lot of patriots down here, and it was a great place to come. And I'm a guest of the South. I'm not a Southerner, but I'm a guest of the South, and I love the South. Okay, Tom Dwyer, thank you for your $5 donation. It's very nice of you. Elizabeth, a big thank you to James Mason for the lovely gift. Thank you.
Here we go. I'm glad you got it, Elizabeth. Glad you got it. Glad you enjoy it.
Lori, hello. Hello, Lori. Elizabeth, hi. Hi. Stephanie, greetings all. Hey, Steph. Ferdine, GA, I guess that's good afternoon. Shameless Wiseass, good day, gents. Good to see you. Good to see you, too. Okay, Lori, there is a letter with a list of names from Trump and signed to take to prisoners, to prisons. Prisoners must be released. Imagine if they tried to defy the president of the United States.
Oh, he'd just send in some troops. And
exactly. Be it. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The party's over, fuckers.
Party's over.
Okay. Yeah.
But are they all pardon. This is what I want to know.
We're going to find that out. I think there's some who got commutations. So let's look at that since we're talking about here. And thank you, Tom, Steph, Shameless Wiseass, for letting us know that it's working and not looping anymore. Ethno-nationalist, thank you. And Elizabeth said, excellent, Dave, I guess, about that hostage being released. So the hostage was released. Okay. And by the way, I mentioned this earlier, James, but I just saw our mail lady drive by again in this snow. We had a bunch of stuff, you know, obviously to mail out, books and DVDs and so on. And we didn't want her to have to struggle to carry mail tubs.
Right.
We're on a hill.
And slip and fall.
And slip and fall, yeah. And so she's going to have it tough anyway. And a lot of times here, it's very brutal in the warmer months because of the heat, and those mail trucks do not have air conditioning or heat. I don't think they have heat. They may have heat, but I'm not sure. But they're old. They're made by Grumman from the 90s. And this one is in bad shape. It leaks oil. And we were talking the other day about it. And she said they just ordered like over 3,000 of these electric mail trucks. And they can't use them.
Why not?
Because they built them with the steering wheel on the left-hand side.
Oh, left-handed drive. And that's no good for a mail carrier.
No. So thank you, Post Office. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Post Office, for...
Yeah, boy.
Yes.
Tell that to Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Yeah. More what? Stupidity.
I don't know who the company was who, you know, produced it, but supposedly...
Send them all to the UK.
Yeah, yeah, that would be nice. Right, exactly. If they even do that, I don't know. Okay, let's take a look at this. Let's take a look at the AP, okay? All right, let's take... Because we're going to get the answer to the question about who was pardoned, right?
While you do that.
Yeah.
Your mail lady, our mail carrier here is a female. She's good. She's pretty good. But I remember as a kid in elementary school in our weekly readers, there was an article about a fantastic new thing. And it was a lady mail carrier, a female mailman. And we thought that was the biggest goddamn... novelty ever.
Yes.
A female mailman. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah. Now it's, you know, commonplace.
Commonplace. Right?
Yeah. And I wouldn't want to be a female mailman in some of these inner cities because we see what happens to them. These savages attack them. You know, AP, you know, we use it a lot just for the basic stories, and then we can, you know, put our spin on it for what that's worth. But they're just such scum. We'll look at this article in a bit. Beneath a veneer of calm, Trump's inauguration holds warning signs for U.S. democracy.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
Yeah. Never mind that, you know, the founders were completely fearful of that word democracy, but that doesn't matter to the ignorant Jews media. Okay, let's take a look, James. Let's take a look.
Here. Oh, and this book I told you about before we went online, the fellow, it was damn good. There's actually four branches of government, and the fourth one being the media.
Yes, yes.
I thought that was beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. You know, the fourth column. Yeah. Absolutely. 100%. That's why it's so vital for the Jews media to collapse and for us to fill that void. Let's see. All right. And let's go here, James, and put that in. And we'll share that, and I'll come back here and do that little trick. And you can see former Proud Boys leader and Oath Keepers founder released after Trump offers J6 clemency. And that's Stuart Rhodes of the Oath Keepers, the founder of the Oath Keepers. And that's Henry Enrique Tarrio of the, I don't know why they say the War Boys. He's talking about his hat, but that's the Proud Boys. Okay, so let's see what we got here. Former leader of the Proud Boys and the founder of the Oath Keepers have been released from prison after their lengthy sentences for seditious conspiracy on J6 were wiped away by a sweeping order from Trump, benefiting more than 1,500 defendants. Tarrio and Rhodes were two of the highest profile J6 defendants and received some of the harshest punishments in what became the largest investigation in DOJ history.
It looks good, David. It looks good. Plus, what does it say? As well as people who violently attack law enforcement officers defending the Capitol. It looks good. It really looks good.
You mean what he did?
Yes.
Yes, yes. Look, there's no question, because there were a lot of folks asking about this prior to the inauguration, prior to him taking office, whether or not he was going to honor what he claimed he would do. And he did it.
He had to do it. He had to do it, or he would have blown all of his credibility.
Exactly. Rhodes of Texas was serving an 18-year sentence.
God.
And Tarrio of Miami was serving a 22-year sentence.
Oh, my God.
After they were convicted of orchestrating plots to stop the peaceful transfer of power after Trump, it says lost, but I don't believe it. Nobody does.
No. And they're just openly now talking. Openly. The thing was stolen.
Stolen.
Openly. And nobody... nobody can do a goddamn thing about it now.
No.
That's just beautiful.
Exactly. And I loved the I watched a couple of the confirmation hearings of the Attorney General Pam Bondi from Florida, of Marco Rubio of Florida for Secretary of State, Pete Hegseth for Secretary of Defense, and Kristi Noem for the head of the DHS. Now, the Noem and the Rubio hearings, there were almost zero contention. They were just asking them, and I'm talking about Democrats, were not being vicious at all. Of course, this is the Senate. It's a lot different than the House, obviously. You know, it's the upper chamber, and they're in there for three times longer than representatives, and it's more collegial. And there's only 100 of them compared to 435. It's more of an august body. Look, they all work for the Jews anyway. I'm just saying that, you know, if we look at those two bodies, as you know, and the Pam Bondi Attorney General hearing was contentious, mostly from that kike, that filthy kike Schiff, who unfortunately became the senator from California after he defeated Steve Garvey, the baseball player. And Hegseth was contentious because they just don't like the guy. He's not one of the good old boys.
But has he made it? Or
he hasn't made it yet. Rubio was confirmed. I'm sure. Noem will be confirmed, and I'm pretty sure that Bondi will be confirmed. She has an impeccable record, and he might make it, he might not, I don't know for sure. But like you were saying, and no matter what anybody wants to say about Trump, he's clearly owned by the Jews. And I want to talk about what you brought up before about the families of those Israeli hostages. But when they were in the confirmation hearings, the main question that these demon rats were asking Pam Bondi and the others was, did Joe Biden win the election? And they would not say yes. All they would say was, Joe Biden is the president of the United States. They would not say that he won because nobody believes it. Who the fuck is going to vote for a retard hiding in his basement?
Yeah.
Fuck that. They think we're so fucking stupid, and they want to keep hammering that shit home just to get it. You see, they admitted Biden wasn't. No, he wasn't elected.
No, they had it together. They had it together.
Yep. Now they're fucked. Their attorneys confirmed to the AP on Tuesday, today, they had been released hours after Trump pardoned, commuted the sentences of, or ordered the dismissal of cases against all the 1,500 plus who were charged with federal crimes in the, they're calling it a riot, it wasn't a riot. Trump's action paved the way for the release of extremist group leaders convicted in major conspiracy cases. As well, they wanted to say as well as, but they didn't because they're stupid, as well as people who violently attacked law enforcement officers defending the Capitol. James, we've all seen the videos of the Capitol police officers letting the nonviolent Americans into the Capitol. And we've also seen the videos of FBI officials and law enforcement officials opening up their badge that was caught on camera so they can come in because they had infiltrated the January 6th demonstration. It's not a riot. It's not an insurrection. It's not violent. The only one who was killed was an American patriot by a black law enforcement officer.
And they need to honor that woman. They need to honor that woman. Flags at half staff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, fuck Jimmy Carter and his flag at half staff. They need to put the flags at half staff for that woman.
100%. Trump also ordered the attorney general, I guess that's going to be Bondi when she gets approved, if she hasn't already, to seek the dismissal of roughly 450 cases that were still pending before judges. Fuck you. Trump made rewriting the history, see, here's the AP, of the January 6th attack a centerpiece of his, I don't want to read that garbage. Okay, Trump said the pardons will end a grave national injustice that has been perpetrated upon the American people over the last 4 years and begin a process of national reconciliation. Okay, more than 1,200 across the U.S. were convicted of J6 crimes over the last 4 years, including roughly 200 who pled guilty to assaulting law enforcement. More than a dozen defendants were convicted of seditious conspiracy, a rare Civil War era charge, and the most serious one brought in the J6 attack. So that's it, written by probably a Jew. Okay, let's see if Lori said she has the list, I think. Let me get rid of this scrolling. Okay, Lori says I have that letter. A government abortion website was shut down last night. U.S. withdrew from the World Health Organization. And there is also some Fed news as well, the Federal Reserve. The Jews are not going to be happy, James.
Well, you know, the Jews are everywhere. They're just embedded, and we know that. But that's a constant, you know. I'm not a scientist, but in science, if you're examining something, you isolate the constants, and then you go to the things that are outstanding. So the Jews' involvement is a constant on both sides. So. Yeah, that's a given. There it is. There you have it.
Yes.
We look for the things that are new and different.
Right.
And boy, do we have them.
But the Jew, which always takes both sides, as we all know, is going to have to recalibrate here because
he could lose his ass.
Yes. By the way, I just want to remove this and show you this, okay? Because it's coming down even harder.
Oh, my God.
There we go. Global warming. How about that?
Oh, my.
Huh?
Oh, my.
It's coming down even harder, and it's accumulating. And that's why I was afraid for the mail lady. You can see the streets are starting to get white here. And it's a beautiful sight. Okay. So let's go to, I don't know about the, we're going to find out the difference between the pardoning and the commutations. Okay. Shameless Wise asks, why didn't he do it 4 years ago before he left, instead pardoning Jew spy Jonathan Pollard? I'm going to give my answer to that, and James, you give your answer.
Yes.
I think Trump was very naive when he first came there. You know, Mr. Smith goes to Washington, right? You agree with that?
Yes, yes.
And I don't think he understood how absolutely vicious D.C. politics was and is. And I think that he has learned his lesson, and he saw how they fucked him, and they saw how ugly and vicious they are. And yes, Pollard should have been shot, or, put in the electric chair, or gassed, or given a lethal injection, or tortured for what he did to the country. Of course, there's a great book on that from the guy who investigated it. So yes, James, what do you think?
Well, you know, how new is this thing? You know, Biden supposedly granted more pardons in the last 20 minutes of his presidency. I don't know who they were. Trump made mention of a vicious criminal, and you probably mentioned the same guy last week that Biden had, and he didn't. He said, I don't know why, but he did. Now, who in the hell were these people in the last 20 minutes? But this business of pardons in advance of anything that might come down, is that totally new? It's new to me. Maybe it was unthought of 4 years ago, or whatever the hell, 4 years ago. But then again, a lot of these prosecutions hadn't come down, and it would have required pardons in advance, which would have anticipated guilty pleas, convictions, and what have you, which, and if you're thinking straight and clearly, should have been unthinkable. But the unthinkable is now commonplace.
But that's changing.
Like you say, Trump is really, this late in his life, getting a real eye-opener, I think. And he's not a stupid man by any means.
No.
He's taking all these lessons to heart.
Absolutely, 100%. That I did see, and again, I'm not 100% sure because I haven't studied it, but it looks like some of the pardons that, I'm not going to say Biden because he doesn't even know where he is, but the Jews who controlled Biden, some of them were backdated to 2014 when the United States started meddling into Ukraine. And I think Fauci got a pardon, and his son, the drug addict, got a pardon back to 2014. So I don't know about future, but I think it's the past stuff. I'm sure some of the listeners, viewers, will let us know, as they always do. Shameless Wise asks, arrest the nigger that shot Ashley. That's Ashley Babbitt. Yep. Shameless Wise asks, Spanish White House website shut down too. Retards hiding in their basements. Those are the idiots who voted for Biden. Right. Lisa from Germany. Good evening, gentlemen. Hello, everybody. I haven't yet listened to all of Trump's inauguration speech, but I heard him talk about our democracy he wants to uphold, and about how God saved his life for a reason. But demon gods is a Chabad Lubavitcher Kabbalist, referred to Satan, Lucifer, Molech, Baal, and the Jewish Talmudic Satanic rabbi spoke his blessings. Yes, he did. We'll get to that too.
We'll get to that.
Yeah. So,
And he was very, Trump was very, very heavy. One of those executive orders had to do with freedom of speech, if you could imagine.
Yes. Yes. Damn, exactly.
You know, unreal.
Exactly. That's right. Okay. Boiling Frog, / Elizabeth, Noam killed her own dog.
Yeah.
Why did she kill her dog? True. Do you know?
Oh, well, I despise that when I heard it. I got sick when I heard that, but there you have it. You know, perfection, you know, I guess you can't ask for perfection going in.
Yeah. Does anybody know why she killed her dog?
I heard in a follow-up, because our common friend here is also a lover of animals, and they followed up on that, is because the dog appeared to be untrainable.
Ah.
Well, maybe, but you, you know, give it up for adoption. You don't kill it.
Well, let's see. Let's just look at it, James. We might as well, right? Let's take a look at it since it's brought up, and we'll get to the bottom of it.
Okay? Yeah, to me, that is sick shit, okay? But there's no shortage of sick shit out there.
Well, let's see what she did. Well, let's see what...
And goat, for God's sake.
Let's see what the Jews media says. Trump VP contender Kristi Noem writes of killing dog and goat, like you said, in new book. South Dakota governor includes bloody tail in campaign volume and admits a better politician wouldn't tell the story here. Okay, hold on. Let's see. There she is. All right. In 1952, as a Republican candidate for vice president, Richard Nixon stirred criticism by admitting receiving a dog Checkers as a political gift. 2012, as the GOP presidential nominee, Romney was pilloried for tying a dog, Seamus, to the roof of the family's car for a cross-country trip. But in 2024, Kristi Noem, and of course this is an old article, a strong contender to be named running mate to Donald Trump, has managed to go one further by admitting killing a dog of her own. Cricket was a wire hair pointer about 14 months old, she wrote in her book, adding that the dog, a female, see the people walking, I don't know if you could see that, maybe not, there's people walking in the snow, had an aggressive personality and needed to be trained to be used for hunting pheasant. What unfolds over the next few pages shows how that effort went very wrong indeed, and remarkably, how Cricket was not the only domestic animal Noem chose to kill one day in hunting season. Noem's book, No Going Back, The Truth on What's Wrong with Politics and How We Move America Forward, will be published in the U.S. next month. That was like 7 months ago. Guardian obtained a copy. Like other aspirants to be Trump's second vice president who have ventured into print, Noem offers readers a mixture of autobiography, policy, prescription, political invective aimed at Democrats and other enemies, all of it raw material for speeches on the campaign stump. She includes her story about the ill-fated Cricket to illustrate her willingness in politics as well as in South Dakota life to do anything difficult, messy, and ugly if it simply needs to be done. By taking Cricket on a pheasant hunt with older dogs, she hoped to calm the young dog down and begin to teach her how to behave. Unfortunately, Cricket ruined the hunt, going out of her mind with excitement, chasing all those birds and having the time of her life. Noem describes calling Cricket, then using an electronic collar to attempt to bring her under control. Nothing worked. Then on the way home after the hunt, as Noem stopped to talk to a local family, Cricket escaped her truck and attacked the family's chickens, grabbing one chicken at a time, crunching it to death with one bite, then dropping it to attack another. Cricket, the untrainable dog, Noem writes, behaved like a trained assassin. When Noem finally grabbed Cricket, she says, the dog whipped around to bite me. Then as the chicken owners wept, Noem repeatedly apologized, wrote the shocked family a check for the price they asked, and helped them dispose of the carcasses littering the scene of the crime. Through it all, Noem says Cricket was the picture of pure joy. I hated that dog, Noem writes, adding that Cricket had proved herself untrainable, dangerous to anyone that she came in contact with, and less than worthless as a hunting dog. At that moment, Noem says, I realized I had to put her down. She then led Cricket to a gravel pit. It was not a pleasant job, but it had to be done. And after it was over, I realized another unpleasant job needed to be done. Incredibly, Gnome's tale of slaughter is not finished. Her family, she writes, also owned a male goat that was nasty and mean because it had not been castrated. Furthermore, the goat smelled disgusting, musky, rancid, and loved to chase Gnome's children, knocking them down and ruining their clothes. She decided to kill the unnamed goat the same way she had killed Cricket the dog. But though she dragged him to a gravel pit, the goat jumped as she shot and therefore survived the wound. Gnome says she went back to her truck, retrieved another shell, then hurried back to the gravel pit and put him down. At that point, Gnome writes, she realized a construction crew had watched her kill both animals. The startled workers swiftly got back to work, only for a school bus to arrive and drop off Gnome's children. Kennedy looked around confused, Gnome writes of her daughter, who asked, "Hey, where's Cricket?" On Friday, reaction to the news of Gnome's description of killing her dog and goat included satire. Blah, blah, blah. Jeffrey Dahmer with veneers. Okay, talking about her cosmetic dentistry treatment. Okay, and people were pissed. So that's what happened.
Yeah, well, yeah, I see it. No point in belaboring that. It's just that I'm an animal lover. Had a lot of dogs, had goats even. Well, it clarifies it somewhat.
Yeah.
I had a friend back in Southern Ohio. I call him the Mountain Man. And he was in the, we don't have mountains back there, but we sure have hills. And this was in Vinton County and had a lot of livestock. And I, he would do stuff like this, I guess, when called for. One poor animal, this was in the heat of summer. We get some hot, humid summers back there. And apparently I was with him every step of the way. And apparently the animal had had a stroke, a heat stroke or something. But he would have had to have been put down. In an instance like that, I guess you don't call a vet. And the man picked up a hammer and killed the dog. And it was over in an instant. I was shocked, of course. But I always did say that man will survive after the rest of us have long since gone. Yeah, Mountain Man, serious business. But I'm a non-hunter, as my dad always was. Wouldn't even let anybody hunt on our property. And I'm just an animal hunter. Maybe I'm soft-hearted, but I don't care. I am where animals are concerned anyway.
Yeah, yeah, I'm the same way. I don't like to kill anything, not even insects. Flies, that's about it. But yeah, I'm with you. I've saved a lot of animals in my life, and you know, whether turtles or birds or dogs or cats, I'm with you. Okay, let's take a look. So he commuted the sentences of those people we talked about, James, the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers guys. Here's something right here, and I don't know if this is what Lori was talking about. But let me go back there real quick to the chat. Okay. Klasha, good morning, Dave, James, and chat. / Hello, Klasha. Victoria Volonini. Hello, gentlemen. I think it should be called the Fedsurrection. Not my title, but forgot where I heard that too. The Fedsurrection instead of insurrection. Exactly. Okay, Lisa from Germany, how can a U.S. president override the law and pardon mass murder criminals guilty of the COVID-19 scam? God, if any of you have Siege, you can read the publisher's note that I wrote, and you can read about all of these presidential pardons of terrorists. So how can they do it? They do it. Adolf Richter, Trump thanks The Asians, I noticed that. The Asians, Latinos, niggers for election, but he didn't mention the white Christians who built this country. Exactly. Did you? I told my my nephew had come down here yesterday. He's stationed in Montgomery, Alabama, in the Air Force. And he came down and he got here just in time. We watched it together, the inauguration. And I looked at him and I said, watch how he doesn't mention whites. And of course he doesn't. And they will never mention whites. So fuck him. Fuck Trump.
Well, yeah, but the whole crowd, the whole crowd
was white.
Was white.
Yeah, but then right, mention it.
Yeah. Well, that would have been I don't know. We would have loved it, sure, but that would have been a faux pas for him. It was obvious. It was a white affair. Did you see that bunch of niggers from some university, I think in Alabama? Boy, they were all suited up, had their flugelhorns and everything. And man, they went up there and they went into their dance. Holy God. They should have had on grass skirts.
Oh,
And I was embarrassed even sitting here, but, I'm sure a lot of other people there present felt the same way. Anyway, there you go. Bunch of niggers. It's just like at Queen Victoria's Diamond Jubilee. You know, they had a bunch of niggers from the Empire there in London. And I took it that way. That's the way I had to take it.
Unfortunately, I missed that, James.
Well, no, fortunately yeah, for you,
I
you
know.
Did.
I know.
It was a sick sight.
Exactly. I'm glad I missed it. Did not want to see that. Let's go here real quick to this story. We read about, oh, yes, here. This is it. This is what I was right here. Okay. Lisa from Germany, pardoning criminals and putting Talmudic law into place. Immunity, impunity for Jewish criminals and useful Shabbos goy. Lackeys, yes. I think Shabbos is spelt with an S. S-H-A-B-B-O-S. Okay. Adolf Richter, but I hope Trump will destroy the EU Kike Union and the UK United Kikedom. Yes. Okay. Adolf Richter, Jew rats in Germany wants to ban the AFD. Yes, they do. Okay, Lori, Lisa, we are so far buried in Jews' hell. We who understand this problem must see things from a new positive lens. There is a massive awakening and we can't let up. The Jews are scrambling. We in the U.S. have to celebrate the wins and keep proceeding forward. In the U.S., we, believe it or not, we have precedent and power to make things right. I am following sites and news and stories that are important to our freedom. The citizens must exercise our rights and plan and implement, and that is not a Fed post. We do have power of the citizens and historical wins using common law and common sense. Yes. Okay.
Yes, we do have to stand up. We do have to stand up and tell it like it is. We absolutely do. Rockwell would be the first to say that. And he was saying it all throughout his career. Got to stand up. Nobody's standing up. We're talking to ourselves in basements, preaching to the choir, stuff like that. That won't get it.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Let's go back here. And, wow, that's pretty cool. Let me bring this up here. Lori posted this. Let's bring this up. Yeah, they're not fucking around. Trump saw it. He's done. And he's ready to
report illegal alien. Oh, I love it. Oh, yes. My God. Oh, yeah.
Yep. There you go.
And the communists, as far as I'm aware, have been dead silent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dead silent. No demonstrations, no riots.
There were a few of them out there, but that was it. So, yes.
And Trump, you know, Trump needs to talk to the cops. He thanked the cops for their support in his campaign. But he really needs to talk to the cops and say, we got your back. We've really got your back. You go get them. If any son of a bitch tries to sue you or anything, we'll go after them. Or you can depend on me giving you a pardon. And in fact, he needs to pardon that fella involved with the George Floyd thing or any other cops that were gone after for killing these fucking niggers who were resisting arrest.
Well, they didn't kill Floyd. Floyd died.
No, that's true. Yeah, yeah. That's true. All the more reason to pardon him.
Yeah, one of them got out. One of those cops just got out last week.
But he needs to pardon every last one of those and assure the cops, we've got your back.
Yes, exactly. And then institute a course for violent Negroes to learn how to deal with the police when they're asking you to.
Well, you might as well, you know, if you Rockwell would say, you know, open the gates at the zoo and let all the chimps out on the street, try to explain anything to them.
Right. I know. That was kind of tongue in cheek.
Yeah,
exactly. All right. Take a look at this, James. This is,
God
I think,
almighty, man, you're going to be snowed under.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, they did say it's going to be about 6 inches. So it's pretty cool. Actually, the way it looks in the camera here is different than the way it looks the way that I'm looking at it, because it looks like the grass is almost completely covered with snow. It's not. Not yet. But it's getting there. It's pretty cool. Okay, so let's take a look at this, right? And so this was what Lori was talking about, I think. Granting pardons and commutation of sentences for certain offenses related to the events at or near the United States Capitol on January 6, 2021. And this was released yesterday by the President of the United States of America, a proclamation. By the way, is that good or should I make it a little bigger? I'll make it a little bigger.
It's good. No, it's good.
Okay. This proclamation ends a grave national injustice that has been perpetrated upon the American people over the last 4 years and begins a process of national reconciliation, acting pursuant to the grant of authority in Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution of the United States. I do hereby A, commute the sentences of the following individuals convicted of offenses related to events that occurred at or near the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, to time served. So commute isn't a pardon, right?
So no, commute, but it'll do. It'll do.
It gets them out.
Yeah.
Okay. Stuart Rhodes, Kelly Meggs, Kenneth Harrelson.
God, are there 1,500 of them?
No. These are the commutations. Thomas Caldwell, Jessica Watkins, Roberto Minuta, Edward Vallejo, David Morshell, Joseph Hackett, Ethan Nordine, Joseph Biggs, Zachary Rail, Dominic Pozzola, Jeremy Bertino. So those are the... I didn't see that other guy there, that Spanish guy, Enrico. I don't know why he's not there. Maybe he got a full, so B is grant a full, complete, and unconditional pardon.
This is beautiful.
Yeah, to all other individuals convicted of offenses related to events that occurred at or near the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. The Attorney General shall administer and effectuate the immediate, and we know that's true, issuance of certificates of pardon to all individuals described in Section B above, and shall ensure that all individuals convicted of offenses related to events that occurred at or near the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, who are currently held in prison, are released immediately. The Bureau of Prisons shall immediately implement all instructions from the DOJ regarding this directive. I further direct the AG to pursue dismissal with prejudice, and that means they can't bring the charge again in the future, to the government of all pending indictments, and we read about that already, about 450 of them, against individuals for their conduct related to the events at or near the Capitol on January 6th. The Bureau of Prisons shall immediately implement all instructions from the DOJ regarding this directive. In witness thereof, I have hereunto set my hand this 20th day of January in the year of our Lord. Kikes don't like that.
No,
2025. End of the independence of the United States of America, the 249th.
Well, that is just great.
He did it.
Well, I knew he would have to.
Yes, exactly. He did it. And it's
done.
And
that took time to prepare, and he was prepared.
He was. Let's take a look at this, James, since we're on it. Before we do, though, let's get back to the chat. Okay. Josh, Nancy Pelosi tonight has the nerve to complain about Trump releasing the J6ers.
Yeah, fuck her.
Adolf Richter, I wish the Jewish swine Pelosi long and very, very painful death so cactus will grow inside her ass. That would be nice. That sounds like a Dante's
Inferno. They all need to be thrown into prison.
100%.
They all need to be thrown into prison.
In D.C.
Yeah, or anywhere. Yeah. They need to be thrown into prison and the key tossed away. This is what they need.
Yes.
And toss in a length of rope so they can hang themselves if it gets to be too much.
I wouldn't let them off that easy, James. You're kind of nice, you know. I mean, these fuckers need to be tortured for what they did, right? Don't give them
the rope. That's a waste of time. Believe me, that they can't cope with it. They couldn't cope with that. That's good.
I want to hear them squeal.
They couldn't cope with it. No way in hell.
Adolf Richter, till Jews in USA, Europe, Russia, Ukraine, nothing will drastically change in our lands. 100%. James?
This is pretty drastic, what we just covered. But I'll say this, as long as the trend, the racial trend continues, you know, and the place continues to go darker, yeah, that's all that really counts. We've gotten a reprieve here. This is all very refreshing, very heartening. But as long as the trend continues toward darkness, yeah, it ain't going to change.
Correct. Demographics is destiny. Okay. Let me just say this because it's the top of the hour. And we had some adjustments. Josh is doing such a great job at FTJ. Which for those of you who are new to this network or to this show stands for fuck the Jew, doesn't stand for freedom, truth, justice, it stands for fuck the Jew. And there's a reason it stands for fuck the Jew. And we pretty much all know what that is. And if you go to the website, fuckthejewmedia.com, FTJmedia.com, you'll see on the top menu bar next to schedule, it says call in. If you click on that call in, then it'll open up another page and it'll show you all the call-in numbers from all around the world. It's not every country, but it's pretty much the main ones. And you can simply dial that number, and some of them have toll-free numbers. And then you can ask us or ask me for the PIN, because every day the PIN is different. So today, it is, I'll give it to you now anyway, it's 1146 95 19 56. So you dial that number that's on that call-in list, and then you put in this PIN. If you want to call in and ask James a question or ask me a question, you could do that, and your number will not show up. It's blocked. Okay, Lisa from Germany. Lori, true, and I hope for the Americans to succeed and make things right and better for all of us. Well, we're all going to try. Boris Badenow, /chat. Lori, Trump must only speak with sheriffs. All city police departments are privatized and placed by mayors. Sheriff is elected, or should be, by the citizens and have more power in most instances than a governor. I don't know if that's true. I don't know either.
She is right that they are elected officials, but I'll tell you what, every sheriff I've ever known has been a crooked son of a bitch. They're politicians. They're politicians. They're crooked bastards. Oh, God, I could tell you stories.
Yep.
So don't put too much faith in that.
They are politicians, you're right, because they depend on the elections. Yep, exactly. Okay. Lisa from Germany, to time served, i.e. there was a necessity to punish and imprison. No, it wasn't, but it was done by these fucks, which means offenses were actually committed. No, but this is what has to be done. Adolf Richter, sheriffs in big cities and large numbers of cops are Freemasons. James, do you have any experience with that?
Well, that may well be. I don't. You know what? Rockwell, in his 9 years of heading the party, never in all of his publications, he had five going at once, never once mentioned the Freemasons, not once. And so, like with the Jews, I think the Freemasons are a constant. They're everywhere. They're all the time. They are hand in glove with the Jews. They are, you know, one level of Freemasons doesn't know what the upper levels are doing. I mean, most people understand that. And so the bottom levels may be completely good individuals. The upper ones are with the Jews. But it is a constant. And like I said earlier, you don't worry about the constants. You worry about the things that are new and different. So I don't worry about Freemasons. My mother, when I was a kid, asked me if I wanted to join the Masons, you know. And I said, well, what are they all about? She couldn't tell me. I said, well, what the hell do I want with that? You know, I want what, you know, so I joined the American Nazi Party. But the Masons are everywhere. Yes, they're extremely powerful, extremely influential. They're a baleful influence, no question. But they are a constant, and they have been for a very long time. We don't need to worry too much about them. It's just like the Jews. Yes, they're there. Been there for a very long time. They're a baleful influence. They got to go. But let's look for the new things that are appearing, like within the last 24 to 48 hours. Let's look at that.
Yep. I'm with you. 100%. Okay. Let's get back to this chat here. Elizabeth, I have zero tolerance for anyone in our movement that thinks there is an occasional passable Jew. I think she wanted to write Jew. She wrote J-E-E, no way in hell. And Lori has a nice little white. I like this. You like this. Let me bring this up, James. You will like this. This isn't we haven't seen Huntress in a while.
No, we haven't. And I miss her artwork.
Yes, but take a look at this. This will.
White power ahead.
possibly.
Oh,
make
my.
Up for it. How about that, baby?
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. I wonder how long that stayed up. Not long, I'll bet.
Well, that's an AI image.
Oh, okay.
That's from Lori.
Okay. All right. All right. Great.
Pretty cool, though.
I love it.
Pretty cool. All right. Let's go here real quick.
You know, we had stuff like that going on here on Capitol Hill for real.
Yeah.
A couple of times. Very professional looking, professionally attached around the Capitol in the wee hours of the morning. Words of truth and common sense dealing with these so-called migrants or immigrants, you know. And, of course, they got crews out there right away to get them down. But it did make the news. And the son of a bitch is obscured what the thing said, because the truth, you know, might appeal to a lot of people.
Of course.
But yeah, we had the very thing going on right here for real a couple of times.
That is cool. Okay, let's go here. Lori, the Federal Reserve has withdrawn from the Global Climate Coalition. Okay, good, great. Well, we talked about this, Shane, before Trump even was inaugurated. Stuff was getting done that he wanted to get done, so I'm not surprised at any of this stuff. Elizabeth, I've seen snow. Can we see your face, Dave?
I was going to mention that, but I'm so in love with the snow.
Yeah, that's what
I was. So soothing.
Right.
I hate snow.
Well, you probably do, yeah. That's what I was thinking, that people would like to see the snow, but it's up to you all if you want to see the snow or me. I'm not going to be offended if you want the snow.
I can see snow anytime. All I have that's to do is true. Step out in the middle of Colfax, look west, there's the Rocky Mountains.
Right, you can. I can't. Okay, Lori, I have no idea if that's true. Okay, we're going to find out. Lisa from Germany, oh, snow, how beautiful. Yes, it is. Lori, does anyone know that Google Maps now shows Washington, not D.C., not sure why, and some other maps too?
I don't get it. What? I don't get the question.
Google, you know, Google Maps. Online, so if you want to check out an area or whatever, they mark it as Washington now and not Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah, well, I think they're jockeying even for statehood, aren't they? It used to be if you were a resident of D.C., you couldn't vote. But didn't
right.
they get that squared away, if you can call it squaring it away?
I think they did, yeah. Okay. By the way, did you see, James, that Trump did not put his hand on the Bible?
I didn't notice that. Didn't catch that, no.
Yeah, so his very strange wife, Melania, the first lady, in that odd getup, that spy versus spy getup, she came by with the Bibles a little too late, and I didn't see him lay his hands on the Bible. There were two there. I don't know if they were both Bibles or
well,
one
I think
was Talmud.
The Lincoln Bible. I heard that mentioned. The Lincoln Bible.
Right.
Maybe something Lincoln used. I don't know where they got it from. I don't know. But I didn't notice whether or not he laid his hand on any Bible.
Yes. Let's see what somebody has to say here.
Okay. But how easy is it for some scoundrel like Clinton, for example, to lay his hand on the Bible and swear, right? How easy is that?
Yeah, of course. But anyway, the Lincoln Bible, I just looked that up. It's a Bible that was owned by William Thomas Carroll, a clerk of the U.S. Supreme Court. Bible used by Lincoln. At his inauguration in 1861. It was also used by Obama at both his inaugurations, as well as by Trump in his inaugurations, both his inaugurations. Bible was returned to Carroll after Lincoln's first inauguration. He later gave it to the Lincoln family sometime after his assassination. Mary Harlan Lincoln would later donate the Bible to the Library of Congress in 1928. So there you go. Oh, by the way, and we forgot to mention this. But let me just read this real quick because it's true. Trump used the Bible again, along with his childhood Bible given him by his mother at his second inauguration just yesterday, though he did not place his hand on either Bible during the oath of office.
Well, I hadn't noticed. I won't put too much emphasis on that.
No, but the point is he didn't do it, right? And so there's going to be folks, you know, reading into that.
Yeah, but don't go overboard. Don't go overboard with that.
Yeah. I mean, but we could. It's what we do.
Well, we could, but yeah. We shouldn't.
Right. We shouldn't, but we do.
Waste a lot of time.
All right. Here we go. And this is it. I'm just going to bring this up just because we talked about it. And there it is. Trump.
Oh boy, they're on it.
Yeah, they're on it. Okay, Trump doesn't place hand on Bible during swearing in. And there it is again, go away. Melania stood next to Trump holding two Bibles, but the 47th president of the United States didn't place his hand on either. She was holding, like we said, his personal Bible and the Lincoln Bible. Okay, no legal requirement for the president to place his hand on the Bible. According to Article 6, Clause 3 of the U.S. Constitution, which covers oaths of office, members of Congress, state legislatures, and executive and judicial officers throughout the country are bound by oath, bound, quote, by oath or affirmation to support the Constitution, but no religious test shall ever be required as qualification to any office or public trust under the United States. So
I think if he ever comments on this, he'll probably just say it slipped his mind in the heat of the moment, which is what, yes, I would suspect is the actual case.
I was thinking that as well. Trump is not the first president to take the oath of office without placing his hand on a Bible. At least four presidents took the oath without doing that. The sixth president, John Quincy Adams, was sworn into office in 1825 while reading a law book. President Theodore Roosevelt also did not use a Bible when he took the oath of office in 1901 after McKinley's assassination. In the wake of JFK's assassination in 63, LBJ took the oath of office aboard Air Force One by placing his left hand on a Catholic missal, M-I-S-S-A-L, or prayer book. Coolidge, the nation's 30th president, claimed he didn't use a Bible for the oath. The oath was taken in what we always called the sitting room by the light of the kerosene lamp, which was the most modern form of lighting that had then reached the neighborhood, Coolidge wrote in his autobiography. The Bible, which had belonged to my mother, lay on the table at my hand. It was not officially used, as is not the practice in Vermont or Massachusetts, to use a Bible in connection with the administration of an oath.
I think that ties it up pretty well.
Yep, exactly. I think our show ties up a lot of things pretty well.
Yeah, okay? Some people would see things deep and dark in that.
Yes.
But, really, I don't think there's, in fact, I'm sure there are none.
Yes. And you were right again. And that's called wisdom. Okay, Lee's from Germany. The J6s are not rehabilitated. No compensation for years of stolen life. True. But fortunately, it wasn't a lot. Joshua,
it's not over. It's not over
yet. No, it's not over.
We,
that's
we
right.
Talked about, I think you should call them all to D.C., and they'd all be happy to go. All expenses paid, of course, and take it from there.
Hey, he might be listening. Or people who are in touch with him might be listening. Joshua, all our sheriffs are Freemasons. I don't know about that.
I wouldn't doubt it. But it, again, it doesn't matter because it's a constant. You got to keep that one in mind. It's a constant. It's everywhere. It's all at once. And it's just there it is. You see, you don't worry about the constants. You worry about the stuff that's new and different.
Yes, I'm with you. And judges are Freemasons, Josh is saying.
Yes, I wouldn't doubt that a minute. It's just one of those things. It's a big fraternal thing. Hell, I had a black down in the workhouse who whipped something out of his pocket. You were allowed to carry cash down there. And he showed me this thing, and it looked like a 50-cent piece. But it wasn't, obvious. It was silver, obviously. But he said, you know what that is? I said, no. If you're a Mason, you get one of these. And no matter where you go in the world, If you got trouble, you need something, you need entree to something, you know, you just produce this and you're in like Flynn.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never been a Mason, never been interested in it. How about you?
Oh, hell no. If they, you can't tell me what it's about.
Yeah.
Well, a fraternal outfit. Okay, fraternal outfit, big deal. I was not a very fraternal individual. I guess I probably still am not.
Yep, I'm with you. Okay. Let's see what we got here. By the way, my nephew up in Montgomery, Alabama, he sent me a message. He said, it's snowing, but not sticking. Interesting. Well, it's certainly sticking here in Crestview, Florida. I wonder if, let's find out what's happening down lower in the panhandle with Tom. Tom, is it sticking there? Adolf Richtar, judges are kosher foreskin eaters.
And I wouldn't doubt that either.
Yes.
I said the law is no good. The courts are no good. Actually, none of our institutions are any good. That's a constant also.
Correct. Correct. And here's another image by Adolf Richtar. Let's bring that up here and see what that says. Okay, we're going to make it a little bigger. It's tough to read that because the quality is not.
I get it, though, and I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, that's at the bottom. You can. We told the truth about the Jews. They murdered us for it. They are still lying to you about us. Absolutely. Yes,
I like that. I like it.
Absolutely. And here's what they say. I don't know if you could see it, but I'll read it. Here's what the Tsar of Russia said. I do not believe that everything that is now going on in Russia is due to the Russian people. The labor strikes are organized by the Jewish and by the Jewish engineers. The Jews wish to dominate over Russia and over the Russian czars. We defend ourselves. The Minister of the Interior, Trepow, is fighting well. He is doing a holy work. But other ministers are courting the favor of the enemy of Russia, the Jew.
I had been unaware of that, but it's great.
Yes, if it's true. See, this is the problem with a lot of these.
I know, if you can't nail it down.
Yeah.
But yeah, he might as well have said that.
Jesus, you Jews are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and has nothing to do with the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies.
Yeah, and that's straight out of the Bible.
Right. And the great one, the Jew is only able to live as a parasite in the states of others. He lives as a race amongst other races, in a state within other states. And we can see very precisely that when a race does not possess certain traits, which must be hereditary, it not only cannot create a state, but must act as a destroyer, no matter if a given individual is good or evil. That might be right out of Mein Kampf.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. And those are three good images, too.
Yes. Yes. Very good. We got another one here. Let me get to that. You know, we couldn't do this show without our viewers and listeners. That's for sure. Okay. This is cool. And this is George. George's show, Red Pilled Radio. I don't know if you've seen that one, James, that show. Well, but at any rate, it's a great
show. Another one of those. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Excellent. All right. And let's go back here. And Lori, Trump must only, no, we read that already. Sorry, I apologize. Let's see what we got here. Lori, here are some facts about the power of the sheriff. I also have had terrible experiences with my local sheriff. The point is what they should be. Yes. Lisa from Germany, bastards. They have gradually created the same conditions here in Germany. They privatized communal and state institutions, now using them as tools in private hands. A mafia of criminals. No German police, justice system, no German state anymore. All turned into companies/corporations. Most Germans are completely unaware of that total illegality. Yes, of course. But James, I must say, and we've talked about this before, about what Trump's doing. And again, I'm not, and I know you're not, absolving him of his Shabbos Goy status. But the fact that Trump is spearheading a movement, and he started right away, literally, he's spearheading a movement to set things straight. And when Trump pulls money out of the European Union, the Jews who have been occupying Germany since the Third Reich are not going to be able to do what they've done, because a lot of this money that was coming from the United States, and I'm not saying U.S. taxpayers, because the money's all fake anyway, right? That money has been used to bolster these fake entities, turning it into, like Lisa said, a communal state. Mm-hmm. So Germany might see, because of the ripple effect from the United States cutting off the money supply to these poison institutions, Germany might see a resurgence of nationalism. What do you think?
Well, it's already there. It's there. It's just under the surface, submerged. From what I understand, there was never a peace treaty with Germany. And that means they're just still occupied, as simple as that. That collaborationist regime over there can do only what I suppose this country approves of.
Yeah.
They're still enemy occupied. That's my understanding. Somebody might set me straight on that, but that's my anyway. That's the working reality of it.
Absolutely, yes, I agree with you 100%. It is. I think we're going to see. I think Trump. Look, he said, you heard it, James. He said he believed he was saved by God to make America great again, and we can look at that as drama or something else, hyperbole.
Well, Hitler said the same thing on July 20th, 1944.
Tell me.
Well, the assassination attempt, and he was, everybody in the room with him was killed, practically. He was practically unscathed, and he said, yeah, I believe God has spared me to continue my work out to its conclusion.
Yep, same thing. I'm surprised the Jews media didn't hearken back to that and compare Trump to Hitler.
Well, they're afraid. They're afraid of it.
Yeah.
They got it. Oh,
yes.
Believe me, they got it. They don't miss much, but they're afraid of it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they are afraid of it. Okay, let's go here. All right. Jim, all they have to do to become president is sacrifice a child on film.
Hmm. I've been hearing stories like that for a very long time.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot less melodramatic. You know, a sellout is a common thing. Never been a shortage of those willing to do anything for money or power. And it's just, you just sell out and that's it. You get your 30 pieces of silver and nothing too melodramatic about it.
Yep. Yep. Yes.
And Kennedy's a beautiful example. No more dangerous place to be than in bed with these people, and then to start to drag your feet, much less turn around on them. But Kennedy was put in there to advance so-called civil rights. And there was a book, I came to the conclusion on my own, but subsequently there was a book called Bystander, which is very scholarly and made my case for me way after the fact. But he was dragging his feet on the very thing that got him installed in office. And so what did they do? They blew his brains out right in front of God and the whole universe and got away with it. That's pretty melodramatic, but that was a message to all these son of a bitches, Nixon or any of them. You just can't do this. If you're in bed with us, you're in bed for good, or we'll kill you. With Nixon, it was an assassination, a character assassination. He knew if he had bucked it too hard, they'd have just killed him.
Very well said.
Yeah, there's the melodrama of it.
Yeah, you're right. And we've all heard the Nixon tapes where he talks about the Jews.
Now, this came to me second and third hand. And the Nixon tapes, which I guess are out there for anybody to listen to who wants to, talking about some goddamn sick ritual, if you want to call it that. And he referred to it as the most faggy thing he had ever seen. And I had heard about other things going back to the 60s anyway, if not further, that could have let somebody in for blackmail had they decided at a later time to buck the tide. So, oh God, I don't put anything past them, but I don't get too overly melodramatic either. I try to fight paranoia, you know?
Yes, yes, or rely on, you know, something extreme or the supernatural. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They get you looking for things you're never going to see. Like I said, in one of my books, they got you looking for a red devil with horns and a tail and a trident and all that, something you're never going to see. But Satan is not just an individual. He's just an allegory for Jews anyway. And if they have a shave and a haircut, put on a suit of clothes and act halfway decent, they could pass for one of us, about like the vampire. But the vampire can fool us, but he can't fool a mirror. And by the same token, God takes many forms, one of which is physics. The vampire can fool one of us, but he can't fool a mirror.
Yes. Simple. Yes. And there's a lot of these damn vampires around, that's for sure. Okay. Let's go here. And Lisa from Germany, bound by oath and confirmation, Trump practices Kol Nidre now. The oath is null and void anyways. Adolf Richter, Lisa, you see everything too dark, like there is no light in the tunnel. Okay, let's take a look at this, James. I'll make it a little bigger.
Well, that must be a new translation, but I like it.
Well, Revelations. Is it Revelations or Revelation?
I think it's, I believe it's just Revelation.
Yeah. So. Revelation 3:9. Okay, and let's check it out here real quick. All right, and I don't know if that's okay. That's good. Okay, Revelation 3:9. Let's make this a little bigger. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. So that's not exactly what that other one said, but...
But it's familiar.
Yeah.
It's familiar.
Well, it's true. it's true anyway. And the modern version of that is every single time. So, yes. Okay. Let's go back here. All right. Adolf Richter, to my brother in needs. He donated $30, James Adolf.
Wow.
Thank you, Adolf.
Nice. Thank you.
Very nice of you. Lisa from Germany, Adolf, I prefer to see reality, as ugly as it might be, than being lied to. I would not want to be delusional. Hopeful, yes, if there is reason. Lisa, there is reason now. Come on. Adolf Richter, I see reality too. Tom Dwyer, not sticking, Dave, looking more like ice. Oh, that sucks, Tom. Mm-hmm. As you can see what it looks like here, we're going to be able to build a snowman. Okay. Adolf Richter, where are you, Lisa? In Germany instead of Germany. Germany. Lisa from Germany, I prefer seeing reality to being delusional. Lisa from Germany, lovely Bavaria. Elizabeth, my great-grandfather, Martin Popejoy, was sheriff of Delphi, Indiana, for decades, and he was a Mason. Popejoy, are you serious, says Lisa from Germany. Elizabeth Welsh, Lisa, and the meaning of the name, is the meaning of the name translatable into English? Yes, okay. Adolf Richter. Lisa, I'm the pro-white, pro-Christian. Lisa, I'm in the pro-white, pro-Christian movement in the last 25 years, and things have never been better than now. Are people waking up? So I'm very optimistic. My family came from the Adolf Ovo Sudetenland. Elizabeth, so sick of the snow, Dave. Lisa, mine came from the Sudetenland too. Wow, that's pretty cool. Buffering again, cannot hear you. All clear here. Lisa from Germany, never heard of Adolf Ovo Sudetenland. What is the next bigger city nearby? Josh, no buffering here. Your ISP seems to throttle you a lot. Yeah, that's what it is. The buffering's gone. Josh took care of that buffering a while ago. So we're in good shape. Okay. As you can see, James, the snow is continuing to fall. And it is filling up. And I still see the tops of the blades of grass, but that is going away. There's not too many people driving up and down the road. We're in a development, only one way in and out, so there's not too many cars coming in here. There's about 134 homes in here, I think it is. And this is one of the roads. This road, Bullet Drive. I love that name, Bullet, right? It's so politically incorrect.
Is that what Tom Metzger would call a cul-de-sac?
No, this is, so you saw the map, how it looks. There's one road that goes all the way around in kind of a circle, not a circle, but whatever the shape that is. And then there are a series of roads that cut across that circle. And this is one of them.
Well, so that's good. I like that.
It's really nice. And we're in the hills, so we're surrounded by pine trees. And of course, that's not what many folks think about when they think of Florida, but it is very nice. So let's go here, James, and we can talk about this right here, because we already talked about the pardons. I hope that answered everyone's questions. Okay, let's go here to see what else he did. All right, and we can come here and let's take a look here. States sue, and this is new. So states sue to stop Trump's order blocking birthright citizenship. And there's Trump having a good old time there. He's back in. The Biden creature is gone. I think it's in California now, probably sucking on a pacifier and playing with some toys. New Jersey Democratic Attorney General Matt Platkin, Kin means Jew, said Tuesday he's leading a group of 18 states, the District of Columbia, and the city of San Francisco in filing a lawsuit blocking Trump's order that would end birthright citizenship. And there he is signing that yesterday. Goodbye. And there are the usual suspects. Immigrants built this nation. Wrong.
White immigrants.
Yes. Wrong. wrong. You've been fed a bunch of lies from the Jews media. And there's the poor. See, this is what they do. They put these photographs in there. The poor young man preparing for what's going to happen. Yeah, you shouldn't have been here to begin with, right? And there's U.S. flags around the Washington Monument are at full staff during the inauguration yesterday. Flags are supposed to fly at half staff through the end of January out of respect for Carter.
Yeah, screw that.
Right. And there he is. Look at that. He's just signing and signing. And there it is. And there's his very strange wife. I'm sorry. She's very odd. It's a very odd character. And there's Barron, his youngest child, Chief Justice Roberts, and there's the Trumpster, and there's a bunch of those notables behind him, which we all saw.
Well, see, now all these scumbags are stepping up to be identified, you know. So let's identify them, and I'm sure Trump is. He's going to have to deal with them and go after them.
He's going to take care of them. He's going to make short work of them. Okay, let's go back to this article. And we already talked about that. The attorneys general from 18 states plus D.C. and San Francisco are suing to block the decades-old immigration policy known as birthright citizenship, guaranteeing that U.S.-born children are citizens regardless of their parents' status. Trump's roughly 700-word EO, executive order, issued late Monday, amounts to a fulfillment of something he's talked about during the presidential campaign. But whether it succeeds is far from certain amid what is likely to be a lengthy legal battle over his immigration policies. Here's a closer look at birthright citizenship, Trump's EO, and the reaction to it. Birthright citizenship means anyone born in the U.S. is a citizen, regardless of their parents' immigration status. So when the great Northern European white men who created this country put it together, they didn't have birthright citizenship. But I think in the Constitution, it's not very clear, right, about who's a citizen and who's not, right?
14th Amendment, that's Civil War era.
Yep.
And probably illegal anyway, because the Southern states really couldn't take part in it.
Exactly. They did. They could not ratify it. They were not represented. So Lincoln, the great Abraham Lincoln, he imprisoned without habeas corpus over 3,000 Northerners who were sympathetic to the South's plight. So this is who the Jews want you to honor, Abraham Lincoln, because he did the dirty work of the Jews. People, for instance, in the United States on a tourist or other visa or in the country illegally can become the parents of a citizen if their child is born here. It's been in place for decades and enshrined, as you said, in the 14th Amendment. But Trump and allies dispute the reading of the amendment and say there need to be tougher standards on becoming a citizen. The order questions that the 14th Amendment extends citizenship automatically to anyone born in the United States. The 14th Amendment was born in the aftermath of what they call the Civil War. Let's say it's the War of Northern Aggression. I know you're from Ohio, and there are a lot of Civil War heroes from Ohio for one reason or another, but I prefer to call it the War of Northern Aggression.
Well, you know, anybody in their right mind even then wouldn't have gone with what came subsequent to all this. It was a big put on, you know. It's like, wow, we fought on the wrong side, you know, and like these World War II vets, and there's not very many left. They'll say the same thing to me.
Yep.
What happened to my country?
Exactly. Exactly. 14th Amendment was born in the aftermath of the War of Northern Aggression and ratified in 1868. It says, quote, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. Trump's order excludes the following people from automatic citizenship: those whose mothers were not legally in the United States and whose fathers were not U.S. citizens or lawful permanent residents, people whose mothers were in the country legally but on a temporary basis, and whose fathers were not citizens or legal permanent residents.
Well, that's a nice step in the right direction. It doesn't go far enough, but it's a step in the right direction.
Right. Well, let's just look at this a little bit. So if a mother or of a female, and I think Trump also said there's only two genders, right? Yeah, so we're back to two. Yeah.
And that was beautiful.
No, yeah, that
no,
was.
No genders, two sexes.
Two, male, yeah, right. Female.
To right. Hell with gender.
Exactly. So if a female was here illegally and she happened to have a child, and the father of that female, whether or not they were married or not, he was not a U.S. citizen or a lawful permanent resident, their father, I guess, that kind of makes sense. So if I'm in a country illegally and I have a child, does that mean that, hey, I'm here illegally, I broke the law, but the child who was born here, that's a legal resident? No, yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
No,
right.
That makes no sense.
Right.
That's a formula. That's a recipe for national suicide.
Which is what they want.
It's what they want.
It goes on to bar federal agencies from recognizing the citizenship of people in those categories. It takes effect 30 days from Tuesday, February 19th. Okay. 14th Amendment did not always guarantee birthright citizenship to all U.S.-born people. Congress did not authorize citizenship for all Native Americans born in the United States, for instance, until 1924. In 1898, an important birthright citizenship case unfolded in the U.S. Supreme Court. The court held that Wong Kim Ark, who was born in San Francisco to Chinese immigrants, was a U.S. citizen because he was born in the country. After a trip abroad, he had faced denied reentry by the federal government on the grounds that he wasn't a citizen under the Chinese Exclusion Act. But some advocates, read Jews, of immigration restrictions have argued that, actually, I'll take that back, this is immigration restrictions, non-Jews have argued that while the case clearly applied to children born to parents who are both legal immigrants, it's less clear whether it applies to children born to parents without legal status.
That's a lot of words.
A lot of words, but it means...
Jews love a lot of words.
They love a lot of words.
Confuse a very simple issue.
Exactly.
If you're not white, get the hell out of here.
Get the fuck out. The goyim are like putty in the hands of the Jew. What has the reaction to Trump's order been by the Jews? 18 states, we already said that, sued. Okay, blah, blah, blah. The president cannot, with the stroke of a pen, write the 14th Amendment out of existence. Yeah, he could. He could do whatever he wants. Connecticut Attorney General William Tong, a U.S. citizen by birthright and the nation's first Chinese-American elected attorney general, said the lawsuit was personal for him.
Sure it is. So, hell yes, it is.
So the 14th Amendment, as you said, James, is the problem. And let's see which are the states, and they probably will come as no surprise, most of them. In addition to Jersey and those two cities, California, Massachusetts, there you go, buddy, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Wisconsin. And what do these states have in common?
Yeah, they're all liberalistic bastards.
Exactly. Okay.
Well, so they need to shoot for a new constitutional amendment, one doing away with the 14th Amendment.
We need a constitutional convention. That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Let's go here to the chat. Josh, too bad executive orders cancels their petty lawsuits. I don't know about that. I think everything could be challenged. That's one of the reasons the country's so stable, because everything's in the courts. Okay, let's go. And they're showing Washington, D.C. Oh, they're showing that place in Germany. Great. And there is MAWA instead of MAGA, MAWA. And we're going to take a look at that, James. You'll like this.
Oh, yes. Oh, man. And that looks, is that for real or is that AI?
Well, it's AI. But I mean, the point is,
yeah, I love it.
There is a politician in Tennessee who I know had his ad campaign, his political ad campaign was Make America White Again. And of
Fantastic.
Course, the usual suspects attacked him and his business and basically ran him out of town, or at least ran his business out of town. Okay. Let's go back here to the chat. Okay. And we'll get back down. Yes, Tom, that's a great image. Okay.
Well, something that wasn't AI, you know, back home for me in Ohio, there was a small town in the county just below Ross County, Waverly. And up until I think the 1960s, they had a billboard, black man, don't let the sun set on you in this town.
Yeah. 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 It's similar to like, don't go camping. Same thing, which is why blacks really don't go camping generally. And there you go. He took my pronouns. I have to live in reality now.
Yeah. Ain't that right? Awful.
Yeah.
Blue hair. That's reality. Yeah,
go fuck yourself. Okay. All right. Welcome to America, bitch. All right. Let's get back there. And let's see. Yes, there's some stories there in Holland. Two men, I think. They jailed two men for saying White Lives Matter. Yeah, they do that all the time.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, let's get to that. Let's take a quick look at that. All right. And how did we get there? Here we are. Yes, and that happens, unfortunately, all the time. Okay, let's make it bigger. Two jailed for projecting racist slogans on Erasmus Bridge. This was a couple of days ago. Okay, two men who projected racist slogans. Of course, White Lives Matter is a racist slogan, James.
But you Black Lives Matter isn't.
No.
Gee, that seems strange somehow.
No. It's fair. When your country is on Jews, right, as Davis Lerman says, two men who projected racist slogans on the Erasmus Bridge in Rotterdam during New Year's celebrations at the end of 2022 have been jailed for 6 months by judges in the port city. The two, a 26-year-old and a 36-year-old, were also found guilty of setting up similar projections on Eindhoven Town Hall during Carnival in February 23. One was the 26-year-old was found guilty of projecting racist slogans on Alkmaar's Town Hall. The sentencing is in line with the public prosecution demand. Texts including White Lives Matter end, we must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children, were projected onto the bridge as midnight sounded. The sentence was first used last century by a white supremacist, of course, David Lane, right? White supremacist group in the U.S. and is known as 14 Words. Locals, people on the street, and more than a million television viewers who were watching the countdown to midnight were confronted with slogans which claimed people of color and with darker skins were inferior to white people, the court said in its verdict. Freedom of speech goes far, but there are limits. Neither man was in court for the trial to hear the verdict. James, by saying white lives matter, does that infer that people of color and with darker skins are inferior to white people?
None of that stuff does. None of it. It's all white self-defense. It's all it is. But like you said, is any hope for Germany? What's going on with Germany? I'm telling you what, there's a huge movement in Germany, and I'm probably in the Netherlands as well, make the movement here look like nothing.
Yeah.
I have seen some of their literature, some of their catalogs alone beat the hell out of any official publication that any of us have. And I've seen it. And they go as far as you can go. As far as you can go. Can't use the Swazi. But I was blown away. I began to worry about these people. My God, they're going to scoop them up. But to my awareness, it hasn't been done. They're intelligent.
Yes.
And they're professional. And it goes deep and it goes broad. And one day, it's going to erupt.
Yep. I agree. It is. It's coming, obviously. Victoria Volonino. Hence, Kamala is not a U.S. citizen. Parents were here as students, temporary. Yep. So true. MAGA, shameless wise ass, make America goy again. There you go. That's good. And Josh put a little GIF in there about why do you keep calling it the Chinese virus, Trump? Because it's from China, you stupid idiot. Okay. Yeah. Shameless wise says, oh my God, they used ... words. Yeah. Words are dangerous. Okay. So let's take a look at this image here. And we're going to bring that up, James.
I can't read it, but
I'm going to make it bigger for you. I'm going to make it bigger, and then if you can see it, you can read it.
Oh, yeah. That's a famous one.
You want to read it?
Outstanding. You want me to read it?
Yeah.
Those who want to live, let them fight. And those who do not want to fight in this world of eternal struggle do not deserve to live. A quote from Adolf Hitler.
Yeah. Yeah, I think even the United States is going to follow in the lead of Germany and the Netherlands, James. I think it's coming.
Oh, I think so.
It's out of the bag. Oh, the Jew doesn't have much time. Okay, so we talked about the Bible. We talked about Revelation 3:9. We talked about Kristi Noem. Okay, we talked about granting those pardons. We talked about the weather. We showed all those cool images. And there's so much more to show.
We need to stick strictly to the weather, our health, and sports.
Yes, right.
That's all we should cover, because then we're not pissing anybody off.
Right, exactly.
We're also not conveying anything.
Yes, sorry, we're not going to do that. Yep. All right, let's go here. And we'll go back and see what else we got here. And believe it or not, we got less than 5 minutes. How does it happen so fast, for God's sakes? It's just crazy. Okay, and here's one. Boy, it's starting to get windy out there. All right, here's a T-shirt. Let's take a look at this T-shirt. I'll make it bigger.
There you go. Well, you got to know who and what Zog is.
Yeah.
And, but yeah.
Yeah, there are some, you know, some folks who think it should be jog and not zog. Oh, zog, well, is kind of letting them off the hook.
Yeah. You don't want to alienate too many people going straight in.
Yes.
There's a little bit of something.
You mean like there. FTJ?
Exactly.
Yeah, right. All right. I did want to, we're not going to have time unless we go over. It's up to you, James.
Oh, we can go a few extra minutes. Okay. Why not?
All right. So let's just take a quick look at this. All right. Because this is from the British intelligence newswire Reuters. All right. So let's go there. And then I got one thing as we talked about this. I wanted to go over this. So this is Trump Live Updates. Let's see. That says 6 minutes, 21 minutes ago. More executive orders expected on first full day of new administration. So we know he signed those EOs on Inauguration Day. Pardoned the J6 Capitol rioters. Wrong. They left prison. Who hopes he will reconsider? Europe regrets his decision to leave the climate deal. More executive actions expected Tuesday. Infrastructure announcement at 4 p.m. I guess that's Eastern. And that's 2100 Greenwich Mean Time. Let's see if we can find out about... Okay, daylight savings time. We'll talk about that another time. Okay. My brother died in vain. Trump's pardon of J6 defendants draws criticisms. Okay, he didn't die from the people there. He just died on his own. He had multiple strokes. Okay, all right, Greenland, let's see. All right, let's see if it's there. What else he's going to do? Okay, we know he said he's going to take over Panama. All right, and all right, cool. Okay, Tuesday, today, he was in church. All right. Oh, she didn't have her hat on there. That's good. Okay. Zelensky wants 200,000 European peacekeepers. Fuck you. Sorry, James. I know you're a fan of Ukraine. But fuck him. Fuck that little kike. Okay. And okay. Trump lawsuits begin. We talked about that.
Oh, boy. Here they come.
Yes. Yeah. So you can sue even if it's an executive order.
But okay. As long as it's a done deal, right?
As yeah.
As long as it's a done deal.
Yes. Sweeping border crackdown and mass deportation push. Oh, he said he was going to do it. Okay. All right. Yep. There's some more Jews. He named Vince McConey, acting Secretary of Labor. Marvin Kaplan, chair of the National Labor Relations Board. Jews love unions, and they love controlling labor. And Andrea Lucas, that might be another Jew. Don't know. Yeah, fuck you, Europe's green companies. I don't think they say anything about what else he's going to do. But that's okay. Let's go here because I wanted to talk about this. And, you know, it's not that long, this video. But what I wanted to point out, if I could, was you saw it, James. Where during his, inauguration, when he was at that center where they drove there, the motorcade drove there, and then there were a bunch of people talking. They brought this Jew up, right? So they got this Jew here, and this is a guy named Stephen Whitcomb. I don't know what his real name was because I don't think he has a Ziopedia page. But what was really disgusting about this inauguration of a U.S. president was that these Jews from Israel had to bring the fucking Jews up, and they had to clog the fucking screen for the entire thing. And here's this Jew who Trump appointed as the envoy to the Middle East.
Right.
Which means that Palestinians are fucked and Israel's going to get to keep killing them. But look at what this Jew did. You probably saw it, but it's filthy.
We have some special people for me to introduce you to tonight. President Trump has been talking to them as well. They are the families of hostages from Israel who have been in Gaza for the last year and a half. There are many of them here today. Several of the families have lost children and loved ones, and they're here because they're part of an effort to retrieve their bodies so they can be buried in a proper way. Several have children who are still in captivity. There is an American family here whose loved one is scheduled to come out in 14 days, and they're going to be meeting the president tonight. So let's give them all some love and a big hand. Come on up.
Yeah, there they are, the yellow scarves. Yeah, we could have done without that real well.
So now the work begins. We won, but now the work begins. We have to bring them home. And, you know, tonight I'm going to be signing on the J6 hostages, pardons, to get them out. And as soon as I leave, I'm going to the Oval Office and we'll be signing pardons for a lot of people. And thank you to Steve Witkoff. He's a great guy. He's a friend of mine. He's been a very successful man. He's a great negotiator. He's a wonderful guy. People love him. And he's got a tremendous power of persuasion. And that's what we need. We don't need stiffs. We got a lot of stiffs. You just had a whole load of them. And to the former hostages with us today, welcome. Welcome home. Some of the folks are former hostages, not a good situation. The three young ladies that came home yesterday, you saw that. More coming home every day now. They're coming home. But they were hurt. They were hurt. One had her head blown off, fingers on her hand, and her hand indeed was blown off. She was trying to defend herself from a bullet being fired. Do you believe this? A bullet knocked off her hand. I don't know. You look at it, it's a disgrace. We never stopped praying for you, and we're so glad that you're reunited with your friends and families, and God bless you all. And some of them are just saying, no, my son is gone, but please just bring home his body. Right, Steve? Any of you have told me that your son is gone, but bring home his body. It should have never happened. 3 years, it's ridiculous. Should have never happened. Wouldn't have happened.
Thanks for watching. Stay updated about breaking.
Go fuck yourself. So the point is that we have to look at these Jews at a United States presidential inauguration for that whole time he was there, since they brought him up. Okay, you came up, okay? We saw what the hostages looked like. They looked great. We saw what the Palestinian prisoners and hostages who were tortured looked like. They looked like shit because that's what you do. And I wanted to show this, James, on our show, and I didn't get to do it. But here, this is what the Palestinians looked like when they're released from a Kike jail. Okay?
Right.
So here's this guy who was in great shape in the gym. That's what he looked like when he got out.
He's a broken man.
Broken man. Here he is. Broken man, destroyed by Jew justice. So look at him.
Yeah.
And then the Shabbos Goy Trump pulls these Jews up there, and we're supposed to feel sorry for these Jews who look great, have all the fucking money in the world, and they ruined the ceremony there by keeping those Jews up there. That's what I was saying. That's what I was pissed about.
It was kind of gaudy, I thought, at the time. A little on the gaudy side. The yellow scarves, you know. Didn't look right.
Tired of these fucking Jews. Just tired. All right, let's go here. We're going to take this out. Now we're going to go here. Back to our friends. And we're going to see what's going on with them. Okay? All right. And let's see what else is in there. Yep. Elizabeth, Jews own all the sports teams and all the rock concerts. Boycott, exactly. Fuck them. Okay. And yes, let's take a look at one of the people he pardoned. Somebody put an image up of this nice fella. Let's get it up there.
Camp Auschwitz, boy, they love that, don't they?
Oh, they love it, yeah.
Work brings freedom. Well, yep. Yeah, damned if it doesn't.
And Jews were actually released from Auschwitz.
Sure they were.
Because they worked. Trump just pardoned Keith Packer, who wore a Camp Auschwitz hoodie on J6 and pleaded guilty for his role in the insurrection. This is what Trump's vision for America looks like. Absolutely insane. Fuck you, whoever you are. That's right. They're out. Enjoy it, bitch. Okay. Yeah, enjoy it. They're out. So we're winning. Okay. All right. Adolf Richtar. Dave Gahary should print some t-shirts we can buy from him. FTJ can make some money, right? Yes, absolutely. We're going to do that. We're just, remember, we just launched FTJ in August. So, you know, we have to get it humming. You know, it's still, we're still working out some kinks, obviously. All right. There's that piece of shit, Zelensky. Okay. Lisa from Germany. James M. The weather, the hottest topic, weather warfare. Geoengineering, no global warming, climate change by CO2. What do you think about that whole global warming, climate change thing, James?
I know that the climate on this planet has changed over the eons, and there's not a damn thing anybody can do about it.
But, I mean, that's the way that it goes, right? I mean, it changes.
That's the way it goes, and you can't stop it.
It's done that for billions of years.
That's
right. Changes, yeah. Adolf Richtar, for James, Jew Rat Zelensky. Let me show you that. Might as well, because he put it up. All right. And let me make this Jew Rat a little bigger. There he is. Yes, you don't have to comment, James.
Well, you know, you could... I don't, but you could call Trump a Jew rat. But he seems to be doing a lot of right things that we appreciate very much. You know, we may be starved, you know, for something positive, but nonetheless. But Zelensky has held on. You know, I believe the people of Ukraine should have freedom. That's the way I look at it. And for lack of any other kind of a leader, there's Zelensky. It could be better. But, hey, there it is.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Elizabeth, why are Jews so obsessed with controlling everything? Adolf Richter, because Jew Satan hated everything that God created, and only white Adamic Europeans are true God creation.
Yes. In a word, yes.
Mm-hmm. Lisa from Germany, Jews are power hungry. Yes, they have to control everything, because if they're not in control, then people will want to eliminate them out of their country. A sniper's ghost. Huntress has a shop on whitepill.net. She can make shirts, hoodies, etc. Very cool.
Oh, look into that.
Yes. Tom Dwyer, great show, guys. Thank you, Tom. Hope the snow's sticking there, and good luck tomorrow. Joshu, that Harry sissy fag can go suck a dick. He's talking about that guy who put up the Camp Auschwitz post on X.
Oh,
all right.
I wouldn't call him that to his face.
No. Okay.
He looked pretty. He looked pretty rough to me.
No, not that guy. The guy who posted that image.
Oh, yeah, complaining yeah, about it. Yeah, well, let him complain. I'm glad he put the thing up.
Bitching about.
I'm glad he put it up because I was very happy to see it.
Yes, exactly. Let's see what this is. All right. And that's the guy he's bitching about. Harry Sisson, whoever the fuck that is. Oh, my God. This is so embarrassing. Who took our photo?
He's a fag.
Yeah. It was supposed to be a secret. Yeah. Invasion of me and my boyfriend's lifestyle. Oh, I'm a total embarrassment to my family now.
Yeah, a total disgrace to God and everything.
Yes. And that was last year in May. So thank you. Good. Okay, James, I think we covered a lot of stuff today.
We sure did. Yes. We surely did.
We got to see the snow. So I hope everybody liked it.
And you can have it.
Yeah. And I will turn this camera around so Elizabeth is happy. Yes, I'm still here. And there's no snow behind me. And we are good here. I'm going to fix that there. And I think we did everything, James, that we wanted to do.
We did.
Yes. And there was some other stuff which I couldn't take a look at for some reason. Something aimfortruth.org link, Operation Deputy Dog, the plan, the doc. It didn't come up right. So at any rate, we're done, James. We are done. And great show. Ah, we got an article for you from Adolf Richtar, which is Christians for Truth. High-ranking Ukrainian colonel general accuses Jews of fomenting bloodshed in Ukraine. I'm just going to send that to you, James, in Skype for you to look at later. And we are done. And let me say that, I sent that to the wrong person. Let me remove that. And I'm going to send it to you, James, and look at that at your leisure. And let me just say that coming up on FTJ, besides James and I coming back on Thursday for another news-filled show on Wednesday, tomorrow, because it's a short week. Tomorrow I'm with Charlottesville's Jason Kessler at 6 Central, 6 p.m. Central. And you can see that in the Coming Soon section. And then, of course, there's Siege of the Day 22. This was 21. And we are done. James, any final words for all of our wonderful listeners and viewers?
Been a great show. Thanks to everybody who tunes in.
Awesome. With that, we'll close it out. James, hope you have a wonderful remainder of the day. And hope it warms up there soon. I know you've been trapped inside for about a week. So I hope you get some global warming in Denver.
It should be 40 degrees right now. Should be.
Wow. It's about 21 here. So there you go. I don't feel bad for it.